guardi Moe, vedi giusti shakuritai di Moe. You have to concentrate on that di Moe, otherwise you become confused. Na, Rabbi Amir Imir Afamib Ibn Rekim Nachagam. Reb Lezer Imir Afim Kralud Ibn Lut. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rekim Nachagam de Tzmuchis. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Tzmuchis require before the Nechtel for Nechtam. If someone delivers a get from Medina Sayyam, that is Tzmuchis. So, requires before the Nechtel for Nechtam. But Mivloi is not. And according to Rabbi Lezer, even Mikvalud and Lelud, that's more than Smuchis, that's Mivloi. Vomar Abaye ba Yoris as Smuchis le Art Israel, um Mivloi is bitchume Art Israel as Kino. So in other words, Kvalud and Lelud, so that means that Kvalud is Mivle bitchume. Not only is it Samuch, it's even Mivle. ויום הרבי באחונה לידי חוזר לה הוא אספה והווה מכימי ליקובר ליפום בדיסי. In other words, the difference between the distance between Kvaludim Lelud is the same as the distance from Beikuve to Pimpadisi. Now, what is called Mufle? So the Rav Amiri mentions two shittes. One pshat in Muvle means that it's within the Tchum Shabbos. In other words, any city, any suburb that is within 2,000 amot of the limits of the city. In other words, if a certain city, so that means Kfar Ludi was so close, not just close, but it was the distance between the Kfar Ludim and Lud was less than 2,000 amot. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Rav Amiri mentions is that Muvle means if it is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. On three sides. So if it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Chutz Loretz, then it's considered Muvle. The implication being only if it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But suppose it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on two sides, then it's not Muvle, only three sides. Now, the Roshna Gemore, the Gemore says, V'yom HaRabbe V'achone L'Yedidi Chozer L'Yahu Asre, V'have K'mi B'Kuvel L'Pum P'Dise, and what did it mean K'mi B'Kuvel L'Pum V'have Roche K'mi B'Kuvel L'Pum P'Dise. So that would indicate more like the pshat, like the pshat in the Miri, that Muvle means if it is within 2,000 amot. So then it's a question of distance. How distant? But according to the other Loshon in the Rav Amiri, that it means bounded by three sides in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a question of distance. It can be 10,000 amot away from Eretz Yisrael. But still, it is bounded by on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So the Loshon of the Gemara, Lidi Chozer Liyahu Asre, the Havik in the Kuvel Lipum Pedise, indicates like the Loshon HaGemara of Kuvel Pedise indicates like the Loshon Rav Amiri that Muvle is based upon a considerable proximity. In other words, within. It is so close that it is within 2,000 amot from Eretz Yisrael. So how will that explain? I mean the other Loshon. How will it explain? So then we have to say, according to the other Loshon, that Muvle does not depend upon considerable proximity, but rather on the fact that it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So he just mentions, he wants to describe, Enoch Name, the reason as to why Kfar Ludi is considered Muvle has nothing to do with proximity. It has to do with the fact that it's bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But it happens that Kfar Ludi is very close to Lut. It happens. So Mele he says that as far as the proximity of Kvaludin to Lut is concerned, so it is the same distance as from Beikuve to Pimpidisi. He's just giving us a descriptive fact. In other words, if we want to know where Kvaludin is, if we want to know, maybe the name's changed already. So he tells us that Kvaludin is as far away from Lud as Beikuve is from Pumpadis. But in Achname, it doesn't depend upon the proximity. It depends upon the fact that it's bounded on three sides by Artisan. Now let's see, Rashi says here, he's very marich, Rashi. He says, V'yom Rabbi, Ayores Alonu, Sheo Yisifu, Smuches Le'art Yisroel, Hanoch Rekem V'chago, Dere Gamliel, V'hanar Dere Blezer, Have Smuches Tvei, Sheaf Muvlo Yisein B'tchumo, Elo She'ino Me'art Yisroel. D'itanekame Sovar, Hane Lo Yitzriche, Mishum Di Smuches, V'yoser Am Gamliel Lo Yisife Smuches, U'meide B'mevlo Yis, V'Rab Lezer Me'hisi V'saf Mevlo Yis. So according to Anekame, only real Chutz Loretz is required for Nechtu for Nechtam, if it's delivered from real Chutz Loretz. But if it is delivered from Chutz Loretz that is Smuches, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. And then Rab Gamliel says that even if it's delivered from Chutz Loretz that is Smuches, so he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. But if it's delivered from Muvlois, Chutz Loretz Muvlois, not. And then Rabbi Leza says, even if he's delivered, Loi Tachlik Minasayam. So even if he's delivered from Chutz Loretz, that is not only Smuches, it's even Muvlois, so he still has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. So Rashi explains, Vehechadom Muvlois, Kein Ayori Shemona Hakosub Mizrocho Shal Eretz Yisrael. Li Yisli Gvu. No one has here a Chumash, does he? It's not necessary. There is a Chumash. V'ayoreis shemona akos mizroch shal Yisrael liis ligvul ki dechsiv v'isavisem lochem ligvul keidmo mechatzar einon shofomo v'yorad agvul mishfomo rivlo mikedem looin v'yorad agvul mochal kesef yom kineres keidmo v'yorad agvul ayadeinu v'seitzef yamelech zeisti lachem v'aret l'eser v'son. So he says ayoreis shemona akos mizroch shal Yisrael liis ligvul. And then certain cities are mentioned as the Gvul, as the eastern Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Certain cities are mentioned. Now, it doesn't mean, I mean, that's very seldom that you'll find two cities that correspond with each other, so that the eastern limit of this city, let's say this is one city that is mentioned in the Torah, and this is another city. So it's not likely that the two cities, that the eastern limits of the two cities, that you can draw mamish, that it's mamish, one is opposite the other. So if certain villages, towns are mentioned on the eastern Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, so it's probably like that. One city that is mentioned as the eastern Gvul, so is Beilit more towards the east than the other. This ends here, and this ends here. Now, and these are the cities that are mentioned on the Gvul. So, he says, Umeinu Agvul Ayores Rabis, Umehenu Melhalon Chutz Loretz. Umehenu Melhalon Chutz Loretz. So that means, so of course it means that the here is over the Chutz Loretz, because this is the eastern Gvul. Now Mizrach is here, Ma'ariv is here. So Memele, if this is a city that is mentioned as situated on the eastern Gvul, so of course here is Chutz Loretz. Here is Chutz Loretz. The question is, how about here? This is chutzlomis. But how about here? The eastern limit of this city is here. So let's say there is about, could be 50 miles from here till here. From here to here is 50 miles. So suppose you have other little towns, other little villages that are located in this area. So what do they have a din of Chutz Loretz or of Eretz Yisrael? So he says, ומינו אגו איורס רבי, סומן מלהלו חוץ לארץ, ויש מהם שבילת את מחבריסיין לצד המזרוך, ארבע וחומש פרסויס. Let's this. This is בילת לצד המזרוך, over and above the eastern limit of this village. So, ומסילו הלכס, מזו לזו, הוא אגבו. הוא אגבו. ואיורס אוהים לסחוץ למסילו, לפנים, מבלית הסויר, הבלטס, קורו, Miblet. So in other words, so then you draw so this the misilo that goes from here, this is the misilo that leads from here, this is Beilit more to the east than this city. So misilo harileches mizu lezu hu agvu. So the Gvul is this. So that means if you have any town, any little village that is here, even though it's Lifnim of the Blite, because this bulges out over and above this Gvul. Since you have more than one city mentioned on the eastern Gvul, so what is the real Gvul? What is the demarcation line between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz? Misilo Harileches, from this to this. So that means that any village that is here, even though it's Lifnim in Ablito, is Chutzlomis. As I said, this is the Blitasiyah. And if any village, so now if you have a village here, so it's Lichutz Blitasiyah. But if you have a village here, so it's Lifnim Blitasiyah. So, So this is called Mivlas. Any village here is called Mivlas, but it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz Loretz. Even though it's Lifnim in Ablito, it's Lifnim Ablito. So if only one town would be mentioned in the Torah as constituting the eastern rule, all right? So any town that is Lifnim Abluto, so then you would have to draw a straight line like this, and any town that is here, that is Lifnim of that line, would be considered as a soil. But you have more than one town. So Mimele, the real rule, the real demarcation line, is the Misilo, this line. The Misilo that is Ileches, from you draw a line, you see, from the eastern limit of this town to here. So anything outside this demarcation line is Chutz Loretz. But if you have any village, even though it's Chutz Loretz, it's still considered Muvlas B'sich Tchum Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Rashi Siyo, on how many sides is this village bounded? By two only. Here is Eretz Yisrael and here is Eretz Yisrael. And here there isn't. So it's only bounded by two. So we see that according to Rashi, Muvlas b'sich tchum Eretz Yisrael, you see, is if it is bounded on two sides by Eretz Yisrael. According to one version in the Miri, if it is bounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael. And according to Rashi, Siyo. So any village that is bounded by two sides, on two sides by Eretz Yisrael, is considered Muvul. Now, when we learned the first Tomet, the Beis, so then we mentioned that Rishenim are masik on Rashi, because Rashi, the first Rashi, Hamivi get in the Sayam, Kol Chutzloretz Korli mit in the Sayam, Bami Bovel. So all the Rishayim, Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritvo, the Rashba, I don't remember, the Ramban, the Ritvo, the Ram, they are all massive against Rashi. He says, Kol Chutzloretz. So then it means, and this is, so that then it follows, then it implies that even according to Tanekame, any Chutzloretz, if a Shliach delivers a get from any part of Chutzloretz, whether it's far away or close, so he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. But how could that be? That's only the Shite of Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer, but Tanekame is Chelek. And Tanekame holds that even Smuches, even if a Shliach delivers a get from Smuches, not only from Ovlois, but from Smuches, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. But according to Rashi's Pshat, the Tanakami himself says, "Hamivi get mitin esayam kol chutzloretz kol mitin esayam kol chutzloretz esayam." That's the asogi that the old mention against Rashi. So then the Ritvo is masik against Rashi, and he says, "Aval pishiyesh litchik, aval pishiyesh litchik." He considered it as a deicha, but the Ritvo himself realized that this is how Rashi can explain, can answer that Rashi. In other words, the Tanach Nami, according to Rashi, according to me, pointed out that that the Ritvo himself understood that according to Rashi, even Tanekame requires that that whenever a Shliach delivers a get from Chutz Loretz, regardless of the distance or the proximity, it doesn't make any difference whether from a distant town in Chutz Loretz or from a proximate, a close town in Chutz Loretz, as long as he delivers, he get from Chutz Loretz. From Chutz Loretz, he has to say for that for that. Even Tanekame. So then, what is the machleke between Tanekame and Rav Gamliel? So the machleke is Afal Pishi Yesh Litchek. He says, now let's see the loshon of the Ritva. We explained it at that time. The bismuches of mevloyes, I don't have here the agoyes, but the bismuches of mevloyes leikar artis royal koma. The heine meisik rochim shekovshu elibovel mikol bo came in nira lechirakim. So he's matzik. So, but he himself mentions a possible teretz and the kasha that he asks against Rashi, that in other words the machleikes. Machleikes between Tanekame and Rav Gamliel consists in regard to a town that is of the Mikame Shekovshu El Mitzrayim, but Loi Kovshu El Bovel, but it's Kovshu El Mitzrayim. So in Shem Eretz Yisrael it has Gdushes Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't. So then, according to Tanekame, if some Tanekame is also made. If some Ishliach will deliver a get from a town that doesn't even come within the Gvulim Shenitl Avram Avinu, that is Chutz Loretz Gomor, even if it is very close and it is Muvle within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu Elibov. But if the town where the get was sent from was executed is Chutz Loretz Gomor, so then even Tanekame will agree that he has to say before the Nechtam the Shliach, in spite of the fact that that town that is Chutz Loretz Gomor is Somuch and Muble b'Soyich Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu Elibov. But when does the Tanekame say? So that's why Tanekame says, "I mean, we get the Sayyam. Kol Chutz Loretz. even some chmuble, if it is chutzla, it's gomu, according to Rashi, so even according to Nekam, yes. But, according to Nekam, now, the takone of Fenechtam is based primarily upon Kedusha Seratiswa. We said that at that point is a machlekel between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Eretz Yisrael here means something that is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. True, it's based upon Lishmo and even to Likaimi. That's only the background, but we are not at liberty to investigate in each specific situation. Are it Mitzvah Likaimi or not in Mitzvah Likaimi? Then it will be completely chaotic. Now, there is a Takonis Chachomim. The Tam of the takone is because of Lishmo, because of Mitzvah Likaimi, but then it remains a special takone, and it remains a special takone. So, and we pluk. So, and what is it based in the takone? So, in the background, in the timing, it's based upon Eid Mitzvah Likaimi, upon Pkin Lishmo. But in the takone itself, it's based upon Eretz Yisrael. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And any town that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, if he gets sent from that town, the Shliach has to say, Fonechtam, according to the Ri, it's based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, so he said that he know, that this is really what the ritual means when he says, Rafal Pishi Yishlitchit. That according to Rashi, that Akoneu Fonechtam is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. So, Mimele, if a get is delivered from a town that is Chutz Loretz Gomo, does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then even according to Nekam, even though it's Somuch and Mugle, to Eretz Yisrael Gomo, that has Duches Eretz Yisrael, so he still has to save it for the Nechta for Nechta. But, even according to Nekam, but Nekam says, the Dachlik is, between Tanekame and Ram Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer is in regard to towns that have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. If the get was delivered from a town that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but does not have a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it is somuch to Eretz Yisrael that has a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael too, or it is moving within the Eretz Yisrael, that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael too. So according to Tanekame, he doesn't have to say Fonechtam. According to Ram Gamliel, by Somuch, he has to say Fonechtam. By Muvlenat, according to Reb Lezer, even by Muvlenat. So Mimele, then it will follow. This is how we explain the Rashi. So then it will follow that when Rashi mentions this example, and he says that ayores that amvloim from Eretz Yisrael would be any ayor, any village that is located here, lifnim mitlita seir, in order to that it should harmonize with Rashi Shite, the way the ritmo explains it, but he doesn't like it. He says tchak. He says so then. So then, we have to say that even though Rashi says, "Vafil hochein me'Eretz Yisrael," so that means anything that is lechutz of this misilo, the straight line that is drawn from the eastern limit of this town to the other town, so is chutz loretz. That means that this. In other words, that this does not, anything that is beyond this line does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael will have. Hashem Eretz Yisrael will have. Why will it have Hashem Eretz Yisrael? Why will it have Hashem Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is, in view of the fact that this city that bulges out to the east, over and above this city. So, easy gvul, so mele, that means that any city, now if you were to draw a straight line here, just a straight line here, so then it would mean that this is also Eretz Yisrael. So, in regard
in regard to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael requires, in order to be affected with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is not enough that it is within the Gvulim Shenitlu Avraham Avinu. It's necessary that there should be a Kibush Rabbi. So in other words, so these cities that Deile Mitzrayim Wokevish, now Deile Mitzrayim Wokevish, all the cities that are mentioned in the Parash of Masa. In the long run, they Wokevish all the cities. Not at the very outset, so it took them a long time until they Wokevish all of the Zayin Amin. But in the long run, they Wokevish all the Mikemes that are enclosed within the Gvulim mentioned in Masa. So in order to become affected with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then it's not enough that it's mentioned in Masa. Then it requires that there should be a Kibush Rabbim. But there was a Kibush Rabbim. And what was there a Kibush Rabbim? So there was a Kibush Rabbim on every city that is mentioned in Masa. So the Eilim Mitzrayim ultimately were Kibush it. Ultimately were Kibush it. And so Mimele became affected with Dushas. It became affected with Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But now, since this city is mentioned in Masa, so the Eilim Mitzrayim were Kibush it. But the villages that are beyond the demarcation line are not mentioned in Masa. So the Eilim Mitzrayim were not Kibushet. So Mimele sees the Eilim Mitzrayim were not Kibushet. So it did not become affected to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But even though it did not become affected to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, in view of the fact that it is lifnim of the plite of a city that Alpidin is called the Gvul, so Mimele, that itself gives it to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. By virtue of the fact, if you were to draw a straight line from the eastern limit of the city that bulges out, more to the east, over and above, or over and beyond the eastern limit of the other cities. So if you were to draw a straight line here, so then it would mean that any village that is located here is lifnim min hagvul. So as far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so Kedushas Eretz Yisrael cannot take effect by itself. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael can only be chal on a certain territory if kibush was realized. Now, kibush was not realized on the towns that are not mentioned. So Mimele, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was not chal. But as far as Shem Eretz Yisrael, we'll see that, in the Gemara further. In connection with Turiamne, the Teisves, so we'll see that there is a special halacha that if something is mentioned as a gvul, so that in itself gives it a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Torah designates that as a border of Eretz Yisrael, that in itself gives it a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Torah designates it as a border. Now, according to Rav Yudeh, so a certain strip in the Mediterranean Sea has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to the Rabbanon of Rav Yudeh, a certain strip. According to Rav Yudeh, so the whole Yam HaGadol up to Europe that is Kineged Eretz Yisrael has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, so Teisve says that Spain, southern Spain, from Teisve it's mashma even friends, but that's inconsistent with the geography. But southern, the whole epoch of southern Spain, if you look at the globe, so you'll see that southern Spain is Kineged Eretz Yisrael. So there is one Russian taste that according to Rabbi Yudeh, so not only the whole Mediterranean Sea that is Kineged Eretz Yisrael as a din of Eretz Yisrael, but even southern Spain itself, the territory, has a din of Eretz Yisrael, not the United States, not America, because that's already beyond the regiones, but Spain is just beyond the Mediterranean Sea. So how does it have a din of Eretz Yisrael? Why? The Mitzrayim, or Kevesh, the Mediterranean Sea? It's not mentioned anywhere that El Mitzrayim or Kevesh, the Mediterranean Sea, or Spain. It's not mentioned. I mean, these are not, it's not so. But the answer is, why does Rabbi Yudah say that the whole Yamagodl that is connected to Eretz Yisrael, in other words, the whole of the Mediterranean Sea, let's say here is Eretz Yisrael, here is the Mediterranean, well, I mentioned this as Mizrach, and the Mediterranean happens to be in my region. So, let's say, if this is the Mediterranean Sea, and here you have Eretz Yisrael, let's say this Gemara, the width of this Gemara, as it is open, is Eretz Yisrael, and here is the Mediterranean Sea. So all of the Mediterranean Sea, up to Spain, according to Rabbi Yudah, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But were they Mitzrayim Kevishet? The Mitzrayim were not Kevishet. But according to Rabbi Yudah, so the whole of because it is a border of Eretz Yisrael. Seems al pidin, it's a border of Eretz Yisrael. So memele, the Rashi Shite here, is also that as far as Gushes Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so that takes effect through Kibush. Now, Kibush was realized on the cities that are mentioned, but on the villages that are lifnim in Ablito, of one of the cities, no kibush was realized. And even if a kibush would be realized, it would be a kibush yochid, because there is no mikveh of kibush and these cities. So mimele, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael cannot have. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael will only have any town that is lifnim of this misilah, that is drawn, this line that is drawn from the eastern limit of this city to the other city. But no kibush was realized on this, so it doesn't have kibushes out of soil. But since this city in its entirety is designated as a gvul, so that means now, so you can ask, all right, this city is designated as a gvul, so this line is also a gvul. How about here? So then we say, since when you draw a line, you extend a straight line, this way, so that means that this line is also a group of all the villages that are with Nimir Ablit. So Mamele is Shemer Eretz Yisrael Tez. So Mamele, so Rashi is not difficult. Rashi says here that the Nuvlois are the cities that are here. But according to Rashi Shite, so when does the Tanakhama say, that smuches and muvlois, so you don't have to say for nechtam, only if the smuches muvlois have l'chol apoches Hashem Eretz Yisrael. But if the smuches muvlois don't even have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it's chutzal adgomo, then even according to Tanakhama, from Gamliel and Rabbi Ezer, the shliach who delivers a get from those cities has to say for nechtam, for nechtam, for nechtam, for nechtam. And here Rashi says, v'kulocha inu be'Eretz Yisrael. The answer is because according to Rashi, so for nechtam is based upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So mele, and here it's inu be'Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. So according to Tanekame, if he gets delivered from those villages, he doesn't have to say for nechtam. According to Rabbi Lezer, he has to say for nechtam. All right. Michlal, the Tanakam is sova. Hanu itzorich. My love behokam mibli. The mal sova levishim kin lishmo. Vavigmir. Tanakam holds that the ponuvnecht of nechtam is based upon lishmo. So mele smuches and muvlois are p'tin lishmo. So if a get is executed in smuches and muvlois, the shliach who delivers such a get from such a place, he does not have to say for that of nechtam. And umar sovaram gamliel holds v'shnitzu mikaymei, v'hanenam eloishlich. Smuches is loishlich.
Look, Rabbi Mitarat Lutaimi, the Rabbi Mitarat Lutaimi. So in other words, Rabbi can say that both Tanakamim, Rabbi Gamliel, agree with his way. And Rabbi can say that both Tanakamim and Gamliel agree with his way. Rabbi Mitarat Lutaimi, the Chulal Nishim, King Lishmo, the Rabbi Bokam, the Tanakamim, so Barhane, given this Muches, Migmagmo. So it's not a machlekes in a mitzvah. It's a question of a degree, of course. They, in smuches, they are much more knowledgeable than the Jews in chutzpah. But they are not as knowledgeable as the Jews in Eretz Yisrael itself. So it's a question of degree. So, was am mir mir vo is mir es bruch leit mir was am bei soll mir ma mir vo is namale so there is no machlekes as to whether mir vo is mir leit mir because as far as mir vo is more is concerned so is the same the degree of knowledge that is possessed by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael is possessed by the Jews who live in the towns that are mir vo is so why does Reb Lezer require because of shalit tachleik bim din asayaf was auf dem Memo am Schlag an die kommen da die Teil kommen schnell sind die Keime die Teil kam so war han ich das muss es nicht gastig was am Memo mit wo ich schriche smuch es wo ich schriche was am Memo mit wo ich name soll ich tag mit Dina sei ja mit da rein was aber beim Memo wo ich name ich will mir ab gab die mir lo nafke mir kommen das ja שול יתח מן סיימ מאַך שקוט מן סיימ און נאָס אויך מיט דאָ דייט איז און מאַ סאָל זיי צו מיט קיימער און בישריך מיט אַן רבזע לוי מישן געזאָל מען בלויסט אַן בישריך אלו שול יתח מן סיימ קיד מישאל ביסום נא קומ מיין מן צו שיימע פון נאַכט און פון נאַכט אלו מיין מן סיימ באַ מייל סו דיי זיי דה חכומים ספּעלד אויט that not only Meilim Dinesayam has to say for that. What Meilich? What does Meilich mean? He delivers it from Eretz Yisrael. The get was executed in Eretz Yisrael. And it was sent to Chutz Lo'aretz. So the Chachamim say that Meilich also has to say for that. But Tanakama doesn't mention it. Only the Chachamim say. Michlal Tanakama Sova Meilich Loitzorich. Mayu Abohokam Mitzvigim. Dimar Sova Levishim Kinim Lishmo. Tanakama bases the requirement of Vonach of Vonachtam upon Lishmo. So Mimele, maybe has to say, because the Nechutz Lohan are not knowledgeable, but Melech does not have to say, because the Nechutz Yisrael are knowledgeable. We Haneg Mirem, says Haneg, Nechutz Yisrael. Umar Sova, the Chachomim, who spells it out, that Melech holds as if Vonach of Vonachtam, he bases the von der von der Dame in zum Keime war eine Name ist richtig because it is the same way the same thing so you know says rab mit der time rab mit der time rab mit der time die kolau mich im kiwi schmo und auch habe ich sehe ras mail ich hatte mail wie kann ich flige dann kam es so was ich gesehen habe ich hatte mail wie wir haben was roje so war gasrin haben ich hatte mail wie So according to Rabbi, there is a machleikin between Tanekame and Rabban Basroi. That's only the Habam in the Gemara. According to Maskonam Gemara, so Rabbi will also say that there is no machleikin between Tanekame and Rabban Basroi. But so far, the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less like Rabbi. So Rabbi only bases for the requirement for Nechtam exclusively on Lishmo, not on any Tzimikaimi. So then the question arises, why should Melech have to say for Nachtam Nachtam? So my time, Rabbi says that according to the Kame, Melech doesn't have to say, because they're knowledgeable. And the Rabbanan Basroye, the Chachomim, they say that Melech has to say. Why? Because according to them, we are gazing on Melech or the Melech. Melech or the Melech. Even though on its merits, Melech shouldn't be required, but because of the Gzeir of Melech or the Melech, the Rabbanan Basroi say that Melech also has to say. But according to Rove says there is no machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbanan Basroi. Without time, you can't answer it to me. The Rabbanan Basroi, Mifrush and Time, Tanakam, they all say. Rove is forced by logic to say, to say that there is no machlekes, because since according to Rabbi, the whole town is because of Nitzim Likaimi, so what difference does it make whether he delivers it from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz? Is the same distance. Ani gmira der Eretz Yisrael fush tanet an time tanet kame di uname melech mei misverlei elo chad min aynok. Right. Now, I mean, we get me the word in on this, I am. That's mentioned in the reish of the mission. And maybe again, this dinum dinum sayam tochlim von nert von nert. The implication being hobe is in dinum dinum sayam loitzot. Only from one country to another. Now what does it mean? Medina, Medina means that he has a separate government. So, and maybe get me dinum 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 sayam tochlim von nert nert. But if it's in the same country, hobe is in dinum dinum sayam loitzot. So according to Rabbi, you understand. But in the same country, just from one city to another, so there is a lot of transportation and communication between one city and another in the same country. But between two different countries, so it has always been the same way. I mean, in Kol Chodesh Dachas HaShemesh, so it's not so easy to travel from one country to another. You need a passport, you need this, you need that. So Mamela, it's ain't aiding between Likaime. So you understand this why if one delivers basic the basic Mdinum Desayam, so he doesn't have to say for that of an echtam. And Mdinum Desayam he has to say. But Lerabe, it's a question of knowledge. So what difference does it make? So the people in the Jews in Chutz Loretz are not knowledgeable, they are ignorant. So it doesn't make any difference whether from one country to another country, or from one city to another city, or from one section in the same city to another section in the same city. What difference does it make? They're not knowledgeable. But the Rabbi Kashi says, "Lo itein mehor beisim idinam dinesayam lo itzorich." Don't deduce from the lashon of the reish of the mission that says, "How may we get idinam dino?" That hobeisim idinam not. But the reason as to why the Mishnah formulates it that way, how may we get Mdino Mdino Desayam, is to imply that Mdino Mdino Be'arz Yisroel is Loitzorich. Why? Because it's Lishmo. Loitim or Mishnah Mdino Desayam Loitzorich, Mdino Mdino Be'arz Yisroel Loitzorich. So the Gemara says, if that is the purpose, if that is the diuk of the Reishe, so why does the Reishe have to advise us through a diuk, through an implication, but it's spelled out. How may we get Be'arz Yisrael and Tzochlim from an Echtam? What does it mean that if somebody delivers a get from one Medina in Be'arz Yisrael to another Medina, let's say from Yehuda to Golil, from Golil to Yehuda, or from Yehuda to Vrayadno, from Golil to Vrayadno, from Vrayadno to Golil, so he doesn't have to say from an Echtam, from an Echtam. So the Gemara says, Imai. So why, according to Rabbi, why does the Mishnah have to tell us the same thing in the Reish and the Seder? So the Gemara says, "Im ayin hava amina hanemila deved, al hatchila loy." Now, there is no nafkimina l'dinei, just in the Shachar l'tari. But this Gemara could be explained in two ways. What does it mean, "Im ayin"? Does "mahi" mean the Seife? Or Mahi means the Seife is the clause in the Mishnah that says Amei get Be'arz Yisrael Tzochlim von Echta von Echta. And the Reishe is the clause in the Mishnah that says Amei get Mendino Dinam Be'Nesayam Tzochlim von Echta von Echta. The implication being, but Mendino Dinam Be'Arz Yisrael is Loitzoch. So according to Rashi, so Rashi says, now let's see the Rashi. Im Yahi Midukhi the Reishe, if the Mishnah just mentioned the reishe, how may we get mimdinum din nesayam tzolchlema? Implication being, but mimdinum dino be'arz Yisrael is oitzorich hava mina hanemila de'evet. What is hanemila de'evet? The ma'ase mimdinum dino be'arz Yisrael v'lo yichtav lifonov ein tzorich lifzel shlechusei al kach. So if the Mishnah just mentioned the reishe, then Hamei biget min din olin din o bichut bin des hayam yisol chleim implicate was implying min din olin din about Israel is ein zol chleimar. I would say that if he already delivered a get and he did not witness the writing and the signing of the get, so then he can deliver it. He can deliver it. Avol echatchile, but suppose he comes and asks as Yishayel. Now I was asked to be a shliach, to deliver a get from one midin in Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yud, to Golil. Should I witness it or not? So then we are going to tell him, by all means, witness it. So that's why the Sefer comes and tells us, Hamei get Be'at Yisrael, in Tzorech Leima, even Lichatchile, even if he comes and asks us, should I witness it? The get was not written yet. The get was not signed yet. Tomorrow it's going to be written. It's going to be signed. Is it obligatory upon me to witness it? So we tell him, no, you don't have to witness. But it could be explained another way too. It could be explained another way too. In other words, if the Mishnah had just mentioned that Hamei v'get Be'at Yisrael ain't Tzorech Leimar, I would say, what does it mean ain't Tzorech Leimar if he already came and he didn't witness it? So we don't tell him, now you go back again and tell the Baal that he should write another get, and you witness that get. But lechatchila, if he asks us, do I have to witness it or not? We tell him, we have to witness it. So that's why the Reishi emphasizes, hamei v'get, min dino l'mdino, bin dina asayam. So tzorech leima, thus implying, but min dino l'mdino be'at Yisroel, tzorech leima, rim lechatchila. Even if he asks a shayla, before the get is written. We could explain it that way, but Rashi doesn't explain it that way. So Rashi explains, Imahi means the Reishi. Hava min hanu mila David. Di maisim dinu dinu be'al tisroi li yachtal lefono, fin tzol chlif shishol guzi al kach. Avo lechat chile, yabe min li yachav am dinu li dleik valei. Kom asho mishni yisera di seber, lo yitzorich. Lo yitzorich. Vigen emeisif lo. Vegan amazing law. Hoch, ho, mim din le din about is holy zoich. Le rabbi niche, le rove kashe, just other way. Le loite in mesa, you might say, loite mim din din about is holy zoich, le imoi bis mim din se am li zoich. Avum din din about is holy zoich, le iste am mim din on din ostam. So the Gemara says, le lo mim din din about is holy, lam li zoich. Now the Gemara comes to the conclusion, that mim din din about Yisroel is lo yitzorich. Even from the point of view of an intzui likaimei. But you'll ask, mim din about Yisroel, why is lo yitzorich? After all, the people don't travel so readily from one midine to another midine, from Yehudah to Golim and so on. The chivni keileri Golim im mishkach shchiche. So in other words, so we see, so the Gemara says, Tehna abis man shebis amir shkaim, bam shebis shkaim ha'ikla neima, kim di kim, but the dinim, di kviye, mishkas. So we see two things from this Gemara. Number one, that the takone, or before nechta, is takone kdume. It existed, bis man bis amigdosh also, because the Gemara says, kim di kim le regolim, and we see that there was no el regolim, after the chum bis amigdosh, there was no Eilari Goli. So, and still, he says that you don't have to say because it's Mitzuyim Likaimei, because of the Eilari Goli. That means that it's Takone Gdumi. When exactly this Takone was enacted, I don't know. But we see that Lechol HaPoches, Bizman Ba'isheni, that Takone existed. Whether it existed Bizman Ba'isrishin, that I don't know. But Bizman Ba'isheni, that Takone existed on it. So, And then the Gemara says, and then we see that from this Gemara that there is no mitzvah of being Eilel Rego after the Chol Misamidosh. And that's not such a double portion. Because according to the Rambam Shita, that
dusha shnio is kitchel shaito ve kitchel is love, so one could with could reasonably say that there should be a mitzvah of Hillel Regel. Who says that Hillel Regel is based upon the binyan Beis HaMikdash? Maybe the Hillel Regel, the mitzvah of Sholish Pomim Bashono. So that you have to veil it to Beis HaMikdash depends upon the mekay of the Beis HaMikdash, not upon the binyan. So we see from this Gemara, no, that this depends upon the binyan. So the Gemara asks, so there is no Hillel Regel. So keep the kibbutz. Yes, what is it?
This is one point I
don't
understand. We're discussing from one era, one Medina era to another section of Israel.
Yeah.
Just because they're brought to Medina, people don't travel from a Bezdin in one place.
Why not? Why not? Why not? Because the big, no, there was always no. There was always no. There was always a Beis Avad. What is the Beis Avad? The Beis Avad is the Sanhedrin. Whether it's the din of Sanhedrin after the Chum Beis HaMikdash or not is a machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban. But whatever, but that doesn't make any difference. There was the highest best that was called the Beis Avad, and the Aloches, let's say, that if somebody calls the other to Yidin Torah, so he has his schools to tell him, I don't want to rely on the decision of this local Beis Din. I only want to rely on the decision of the Beis Avad. So Memele, they were, so many people used to go from Ivrayarden, from Goril, to Yehuda, to Beis Avad, if the certain times, so the Beis Avad was in Tverje, and certain times, so the Beis Avad was in other cities. So Memele, it's Mishkashvich. All right, no. Bimkim Avad, so Rashi says that. Now let's go over the Rashi. Again, imayi miduk yedrei shiava minanim ledevet. Dimayi simdil yedir beatzol nichol fonovitz olish lishmoz kach. Avol lechat chile yave mimli hamverin lelei kalei. Komash mishni seira di seira li tzorich. Vidi gemesi boche. Vinichol lemelek mirei sho lisuve. Vilav lo yisive miseife. Diktone behedi amei viget beatz yischoel eini tzorich. Al metayme mishim lishmoz. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. When the Gemara says, Vi ikedimei sifrei. Hoch, hom imdino be'at Yisroel itzorich. So, why does the Gemara, so the Rabbi Michal Rove Kashi, so why does the Gemara have to ask a Kashi, to raise a Kashi against Rove from a diuk of the Reishe, let the Gemara raise a kashe against Rove directly from the Seife, not from a deal. This is what bothered Rashi. So, wouldn't it be better to raise the kashe directly from the Seife, from the explicit statement in the Seife, rather than from an implication of the Reishe? So it's V'lav la'asuyim yisev yitone behed yamim yigen be'at Yisroel yitzorich al metayim yishu yishmo. So this is the kashe. So now comes the teretz. Di bishum di bereishe tone behed yamim din libdina. It's better. It's much better to raise the kashe from the diuk of the reishe than from the explicit formulation of the seife. Why? Because if the makshin had raised the kashe against Rofe from the explicit formulation of the Sefer that says, how may we get Be'at Yisroel? And it's over. So the Rove Kashe, what difference does it make? Whether it's a Medino Limdino Be'chut Loretz or Medino Limdino Be'at Yisroel is the same distance, and people don't travel so readily from one Medina to another Medina, whether it's Be'at Yisroel or Chut Loretz. So he says, no. Mishum, so he says, Mishum, the Bereish, it's on a behedian dino. We say for it on him in dealing dino. So if the Makshin had raised the Kashe against Rove from the Seife, so then the Tarzan would have a very simple Teretz.
We have a mezumene, have a mishamalei, that when the Sefer says, I may be get about Yisroel, and Yitzoriach, it means, I may be get about Yisroel, be'eisei medino about Yisroel and Yitzoriach. But when people didn't know about Yisroel and Yitzoriach, the Talzin could readily have given this Eretz. We have a God, but, I mean, the Makshin wouldn't have left him alone. Suppose the Talzin would have given the Eretz, so that the Makshin would persistently have said, no, there is a mistake. The law has to be erased. So save for the Amalei Duki. So Memele, he would have to resort to a Diuk anyway. So Memele, he is asking the Kashe, since he would have to resort to a Diuk anyway, so he's asking the Kashe from the Reish. Weilum din und din about is only toy get the dike is with teacher love kim di kele ri golim shrikh in likaime wo da me on ali il brish mait und din about is only ke benaye i ke ben i din din about is only ke benaye so di gemor et first that base said that the did dachte mir mit im rabbe und rabbe is if he get is delivered from one million out soil to not one million out soil so according to rabbi doesn't have to say and according to rabbi has to say that was dead before the gemor came to the conclusion that Mdino about Yisroel even Rove is maybe he doesn't have to say. But now that Gemara comes to the conclusion that Mdino about Yisroel, so according to Rove too, he doesn't have to say because it's Mitzuyim Likaine, because it's regular, but it didn't, whatever. So Memele, that Nafkemine cannot be mentioned between Rav and Rove. But the other Nafkemines can be mentioned. But it didn't equate in Bayorik at when it says Rav Shilivei, Umitzuyei Shayoreis, Sheil Cheislotein Bimkeim Avad. So Rashi really raised your shaila, but Ezra was misaking that in every city on Monday and Thursday Bezdin should sit in session. So why should they travel from Goyim to Yehude? The answer is because there are certain cases where one Baldin insists that he wants a litigation before the Beis Avad. The Beis Avad, there was only one place. So, children, make a bad. All right, now. Now, Rabshim, I'm Gamli, I'm a film, I'm a Gmuni, I'm a Gmuni. Vom Rabbi, it's Rocky, Rachas, it's about Israel, but so is Yishmo. Vom Yobe, I'm a Gmuni, she might be in Zelze, like Berlin. So you have the western zone of Berlin and the eastern zone of Berlin, the same city. You have different governments. So, lifiho chutzru chulei ma ma gmuni la gmuni li rove niche li rabbe kashye. So, of what significance is the fact that they have two zones and two different governments, but they're knowledgeable. In each zone, they're knowledgeable. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi is the Rove. So since Rabbi is the Rove, and Rove is made him din and din about Israel, so that you don't have to say, because created him the kaimei. So what's nachkemine, practical nachkemine? Ela mai benaye, iki benaye, dasu betray. So according to Rove, he doesn't have to say. According to Rabbe, he has to say because of Lishmo. Inam beisim dinim desayam. According to Rove, he doesn't have to say because the Aidim Tzim Mikaimi. According to Rabbe, he has to say because of Lishmo. All right. Elamai. So the Gemara says. Makliz azesh liyel benag miyizu lag miyizu. Lerove el Rabbe kashe v'arat Yisroi Rabbe. Upkin Lishmo. Umishum delo yishchiche likaimei. Rabbi is the Rabbi. Rashi says, "Makpidin zel ze shelo yiler ben hagmun yezu lehagmun yezu." In other words, so bizman hagmore, when a malchus, when you had two different governments, they were only makpid that one of their citizens should not leave the country. But Rashi doesn't mention. So makpidin zel ze shelo yiler ben hagmun yezu lehagmun yezu v'shelo yovei ben hagmun yacheres lehagmun yeshelohem. That he doesn't say. So apparently, I mean, that is the historical fact. In those days, in this respect, they were more liberal. So the governments were only makpid that their citizens shouldn't leave the country, but they had no objections against citizens of other countries entering their country. Today, so with all the progress, so governments are makpid both ways. Not only that one of their citizens, and maybe today, I mean,
certainly the United States government doesn't care. I mean, if one of their citizens leaves their country, they don't even care if he's exposed to the danger of being killed or to commit suicide. So, but in Zman Chazal, it was different. Rabbi Kasha, the Eretz Yisrael have, the Ptin Lishmo, and Mishum Lishchich, and Kaim Yatzlechu. Rabbi Yisrael, the Rabbi, the Mdil and Mdil and Eretz Yisrael, the Kaim Lishchich, and the Tzorach Lemeimar, but Rabbi Lesley, the Rabbi, the Shchich, and the Lichashin, and the Ptin, the Chul Ptin, and the Maibin, and the Tavai, and the Shinui, 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 Bein Hashinu Yedamrin on the Rabbi Eich Adi Kav De Meide Bo, Di Bin Anam Likaime, Ume Hashtim Vion Dine Beat Yisroel Yivlige Bo, Di Kav De Meide Bo Rabbi, Do Yisli Rove, Vilo I Kav De Meide Bo Rove, Do Shrich Likaime, Mishim Kvisi Lebo Dedinim, Umay Binaye, Kilo Ima Choscho Lo Hanach Taime, Do Yikimne Tvuktai Lihil, Mshane Vade Choscho Lo, Visom Echad Binaye, Uposho Litrei Taime, Beise Medine, Bimdine Sayam, Veich Adas Siu, Bitrei, Bimdine Sayam, Rabbi Matzrich, Ove Le Matzrich. Now, the thesis. Then I maybe get Mdino Limdino. Umirish Maslis, now maybe get Mindesayam de Mashadavkin, as I am the artist royal immortal Mifra. The lay on basing Dinesayam Namitorich, Vinokatoche, La Fuke Rekemchago, Elaim Mdino Limdino, the artist royal Torich, Vintema. Va Mino can Mdino Dino Nesna, maybe get basing Dinesayam Torich. Hobei Eretz Yisrael ain't so Beis Medino, v'yohadim b'mdil Medino, v'rabi yichilu b'Beis Medino, v'mdil Medino. V'yesh leimah adino katoch el ha-shminon, d'lei meimed b'mdil Medino. Be'Eretz Yisrael tzorich lame mishim kiyum, ki rove, kol mashum v'in tzorich, d'taym lab mishim kiyum. So that taste says, I'll leave it the hava min adino. But then the maskone is that Rabbi is matzrich mishum kiyum also. So that's the iname. Iname, according to maskone of the Gemara, mishum nishchich eilu rigolim kedemos. Ima yi ava minane mila devet.